You're listening to KVSHLP Vashon. It's not bluegrass. And this is Big Lonesome Radio on KVSHLP 101.9 FM, the voice of Vashon. And if you tune in regularly at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, you know you usually get bluegrass, Americana, old-time music, classic country sometimes. But Doc Walton's on holiday today. He does that once in a while. And when he does, I fill in and I do whatever the heck I want to do. And my name is Hugh Turner, and I'll be playing for the next hour and hosting Big Lonesome Radio. I've dedicated the show to one of my favorite all-time bands, Steely Dan. You might have recognized that song, although if you're just kind of somebody that occasionally heard Steely Dan or hears them on classic rock, you know, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, songs like that, you might not have recognized the voice on that one. That was from their very first album called Can't Buy a Thrill, released in 1972. And that particular lead singer was David Palmer. They got David Palmer because the founder of the band, the two founders, I'm blanking out for a second. This is terrible. I got it right in front of me. Donald Fagen. Donald Fagen normally is the voice you associate with Steely Dan. He didn't have a lot of confidence in his ability on stage live, and he couldn't quite hit some high notes, at least, at that time. He wasn't real confident. The management wasn't real confident. So they got another singer to come in and do it. But David Palmer only did a couple songs. Most of the songs, even on that first album, were lead vocal was Donald Fagen. And Walter Becker was the other founder. The other members of the original version of Steely Dan, Skunk Baxter on guitar, Denny Diaz on guitar, and Jim Hodder on drums. That was the original band, and again, along with David Palmer. But David Palmer was only on a couple of songs on that first album. Let's get right back to it. Again, we're going to do only from the 70s, Steely Dan from the 70s. Nothing wrong with what came along later. It was fantastic music. But, during the 1970s, during the mid-70s, my college years, Steely Dan was really a big part of my life. I listened to them almost all the time and loved them. Still do. And so here we go with Steely Dan from the album Pretzel Logic, and this is called Night by Night.
Thank you. Yes, I'd love to tour the Southland in a traveling minstrel show. Yes, I'm down to be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh, yeah. Hey, hey! I have never met Napoleon, but I plan to find the time. Cause he looks so fine up on that hill. They tell me he was lonely, he's lonely still. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh yeah. The man gave me the news. He said, you must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes? Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay comfortable during every season at pse.com/lower.
Support for VOV comes from Come On Barber, offering mobile appointments, pop-up barbershops, and more. Come On Barber reminds the Vashon community to stay spiffy and stay classy. Find out more at www.comeonbarber.com. That's C-M-O-N... Barber, all one word, .com.
Thanks to our underwriters. We truly appreciate you here at Voice of Vashon. And again, you're listening to KVSHLP 101.9 FM. This is Big Lonesome Radio. I'm filling in today for Doc Walton. We're not doing bluegrass. We're doing a tribute to one of the greatest bands that ever has existed, Steely Dan. At least that's my opinion. You can probably disagree, but there's some people that agree with me on that. So we just heard two from the 1970 four album Pretzel Logic, we heard Night by Night. We opened the two song set with Night by Night. And then we, the second song was Pretzel Logic, the title song of that album. Some great, I mean, what is Steely Dan? Steely Dan was primarily Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. But again, during the 70s, they had a stable group, two guitar players, Skunk Baxter, Denny Diaz, Jim Hodder on drums, and Walter Becker played bass, and Donald Fagen played keyboards and did lead vocals. Good harmonies, too. I'm sure you heard that. But they also, obviously, if you listen to that one and the last couple, you heard very good brass sections, horn sections. They were out in L.A., and they were working real hard in the studio, and they had access to a lot of great musicians. So you get this blend of rock and jazz and R&B and blues in their songs. Interesting lyrics. I mean, Fagen and Becker wrote interesting stuff. You can't always figure out what they mean, but they sounded great. Some of the lines in their songs are just burned into my memory. That's all I've got to say. And the guitar solos, Skunk Baxter, Denny Diaz, they were very good guitar players. All right, we're going to get right back to it with one of my favorites from their album Countdown to Ecstasy. And this one is called The Boston Rag.
Back. upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, oh no, William and Mary won't do now.
Well, I did not think the girl could be so rude, and I'm never going back to my old
listening to KVSHLP Vashon.
VOV programming is made possible with support from Frog Song Gardens by Urban Feast, Vashon's spectacular garden wedding venue and caterer. Find them on the web under the Venues tab at urbanfeast.com.
Vashon Island Golf and Country Club has something for everyone in the family. Golf, tennis, swimming, fun social activities, and more. The club is now accepting new associate and racket memberships. There is a waiting list at this time for proprietary memberships. Call 206-463-9410 with any membership questions. Public guest play is welcome on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays after 12 noon.
All right. Thanks to our underwriters. We truly appreciate you here. I certainly do. And we are a not-for-profit community radio station. We broadcast with a low-power FM signal, but we also stream over the internet at voiceofvashon.org. We are your island connection here at VOV. Please support us if you can and support our underwriters. And you're listening, as I've said a couple times, to Big Lonesome Radio. I'm filling in for Doc today. My name is Hugh Turner, and I live on Vashon too, just like Doc. And today we're not doing bluegrass. We're doing a tribute to my favorite band, one of my favorite bands. I have a few, Steely Dan. And so we heard My Old School from their Countdown to Ecstasy album. Prior to that, we heard the Boston Rag, also from Countdown to Ecstasy. They weren't that happy. Fagan and Becker weren't that happy with Countdown to Ecstasy. When I listen, and as I'm doing now with headphones on, I can understand their concerns. It was one of the first albums that was recorded with digital equipment. So it's digital from the start. And there were some issues with that, I think. They're sometimes referred to as it's brittle, it's ice, sounds like ice cubes. And I think on the ice cubes, you know, landing on metal, I think the snare drum definitely is a little bit irritating to listen to. So after that, you know, after that that period of time when they were experimenting and trying to figure out what would work best, they went to back to recording, not just Steely Dan, but almost everybody, to recording analog, so the old style of doing it, and then converting it to digital to be put on a CD after that. So a little bit of history as I know it. And again, I'm not an expert. I just play one on the radio. Let's get back to the music. It was a period of time in my life, again, when Steely Dan was big to me personally. I just love the music. And when I started getting into gaming and online, my online persona, you know, you had to come up with a name. And I did steal Dr. Wu. I was Dr. Wu for quite a while early on. And this particular song is, again, Dr. Wu from Katie Lied.
Shadow of the man that I once knew. Are you? Biscayne Bay, where the Cuban gentlemen sleep all day. I went searching for the song you used to sing.
They really like to do these long fade-outs on their albums. And that was Chain Lightning from Steely Dan's album Katie Lied. Prior to that, we heard Dr. Wu from the same album, Katie Lied. And some great lyrics, again, lyrics that are burned in my mind. Are you crazy? Are you high? Are you just an ordinary guy? And Chain Lightning, I always took Chain Lightning to be, I know a little bit of the history or the story of Steely Dan. And Fagan and Becca were not really into touring. They did fairly complicated music. If you listen to what they're doing, the horns, the guitar, everything, the keyboards, the vocals, they all come through. Nothing's being drowned out by something else. And so they worked real hard in the studio. As a matter of fact, their engineer in this period of time that these albums were recorded was a multi-Grammy winner for the work he was doing with Steely Dan. So some great studio recording work. They talk about how, you know, they might do 40 takes of one track. So you imagine a guitar solo and they're going to try it 40 times until they get it perfect. Fagan and Becker weren't really fond of being on stage and doing this live. And it actually caused the breakup of the band. Denny Diaz and Skunk Baxter left the band. Skunk went to the Doobie Brothers because he wanted to tour. He didn't want to spend all his time as a studio musician. So anyway, they wrote great lyrics, though, and I always took Chain Lightning to be about the touring, you know, the shows, putting on a big show. If you listen to I'll repeat the first lyrics, the first half of the song, some turnout, $100,000, get with it, we'll shake his hand, don't bother to understand, don't question a little man. Be part of the brotherhood. Yes, it's Chain Lightning. It feels so good. And I always thought that that was probably some comment on, you know, the music industry in general and touring in particular. Don't question a little man. Be part of the brotherhood. All right, let's get back to music. You are listening to Big Lonesome Radio on KBSHLP 101.9 FM, the voice of Vashon. Here we go with one more song from Katie Lyde, Your Gold Teeth 2.
Thank you. life is unreal.
Darkness. I know what I've done. I know all at once who I am.
A little bit of funk there. So, you know, when you listen to Steely Dan, you hear, as I mentioned before, you hear jazz, you hear blues, you hear R&B, you hear funk. And this is, remember, over a period of about 8 years. This music was all from the 1970s. Again, they did produce more music and did very well until the death of Walter Becker a few years ago. And I wanted to mention Walter Becker again. I said he was the bass player. Walter Becker was actually a great guitar player. And Donald Fagen met him when they were both attending a college in New York, Bard College, Annandale on the Hudson. And Walter was sitting practicing his electric guitar, and Fagen heard it and watched and listened for a while and asked him if he wanted to be in a band together. And that was really the beginning of Steely Dan. And they weren't Steely Dan for a long time, but that was when the two, Fagen and Becker, met. The other name I wanted to mention was Roger Nichols. Roger Nichols won a Grammy Award for engineering Asia, I believe. And he was the engineer for most of this music, and Gary Katz was the producer. All right, I got time for one more. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to finish it or not. But those two are the two we just played. Don't Take Me Alive from The Royal Scam. I'm a bookkeeper's son. I don't want to shoot no one. Green Earrings, also from The Royal Scam. That's the one we just heard with a funk sound to it. And we're going to close out with one of my favorites from their last album of the 1970s, Asia. And this song is called Home at Last. Again, Steely Dan, hope you tune in next week at 4 p.m. We'll probably be back to Bluegrass by then. Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Voice of Vashon, KVSHLP 101.9 FM.